lessons for the lay. Parshas Baaloscha. I do recognize that that is only in Eretz Yisrael, and we're still on Noso. So as always, we will try to relate to both parshios, but with a very heavy hand towards the parsha of the week here in Eretz Yisrael, Baaloscha. And that is a remarkable incident at the end of the parsha, which really is quite surprising, if you will, but after the explanation I give, hopefully you'll understand kind of what's going on. So the end of the parasha. So at the end of the parasha, we see a very important idea where Perek Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu decides to separate from his wife. And Miriam and Aaron are a little surprised by that. Who is this frum guy? You know, what's he doing? He's so frum that he can't be with his wife. But the Dabir Miriam Va'aram Bim Moshe, or Achaim HaKadosh says Bim Moshe means Moshe was there. This wasn't a typical Lashon Hara case. Obviously, they suffered. We have to remember every single day, it says, we have in the back of our sitters, right? Mice of Miriam. So there was something wrong here, which we'll discuss. But Moshe potentially, says the Or HaChaim, was actually there, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Ulai shetabru b'fanav shel Moshe v'adasim, that it says in this mismaskamatzu, ki ma yoyel dover zeh, l'to b'enev l'varatzman. They were trying to help him. Right? He says, it's possible. Moshe and Aaron said it in a second. He says, indeed, I think it's the case. They were trying to help him out. And they say, what are you doing? Why are you separating yourself? Why were they so bothered by this? They were so bothered by this, says the Or HaChaim. The next pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yomru, harak ach. This is actually a very interesting double lashon. Normally when we want to make a point, we say rak or ach. Here it says both of them. So they said, has Hashem spoken only through Moshe? What about us? Achrak. So the Or HaChaim says that actually Achrak is talking about two things here. The criticism of Moshe and Aaron was really a musser. Who do you think you are separating for your wife? When did you become a Navi? You were 80 years old when you became a Navi. Big deal. We were little kids. Moshe, you forgot little Moshe? Do you remember me standing by the sea there when you were about to die? We actually commemorate Shavuos, actually, is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was sent off because it was 3 months after he was born. Zayin Adar, Shavuos is the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went through the Sea of Reeds. One of the reasons why we drink milk, very cute vort, one of the reasons why we drink milk on Shavuos is because the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went out in the sea in Baruch Hashem, he was discovered by Batya, Bat Paro. And she takes him and he won't stop crying because he won't nurse from any of the Egyptian mothers, only from his own mother's milk. Ah, Jewish milk, Chal Yisrael. So that's why we have Chal Yisrael on. Yeah. Anyway, fine. So the Or HaChaim says, they're saying, ach, rak. Two things. Ach, did you not forget that you were 80 years old when you became the leader of the Jewish people? We were when we were kids. We didn't separate from our people. What about the Nevi'im before and after you? What about Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv? What about the Nevi'im after you? You're making a horrible precedence here. I don't understand. So the Afarak, Amru Chazal, Bereishis Rabbah, V'chein, Nidkanvu Lomar Bazeh, Shem Moshe, Moshe Yersham HaPgam Bazeh. But Ovos Olam, you're creating a pagam. You're saying you're the greatest. What about all the Ovos before you? What about us? You're taking yourself away from relations with your wife? Doesn't make any sense. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had relations with their wives. They lived normal lives. They were addressed by Hashem. What do you think, as my Rebbe used to say, as you think you're from God? What do you think? You're so from? Ubosha ben Shmoinim Shana Bidvarim Al Parab Dibar Parab Yosos Man. You just became a Navi a few days ago. No, not really, but you were a Navi a little bit. We were Naviim all this time. Who are you? What are you doing? Says the Or HaChaim, a very integral and important lesson. There's different types of nevuah in the world. There's a nevuah that's called Aspakla Mihira. The Ma'ara Atzmo Bali Mechitzas. The actual vision of seeing the Ribbono Shelam. And then there's the level of the Zman of the nevuah. Generally, only when Hashem speaks to you do you see a nevuah. Number three, Hasagata Bechinata Dibor. For you to understand the message of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is different because they're all different types of nevuah. So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Lo kol nevuah osa davar. Every single person has ruchnius and gashmas in him. Elokai neshama b'tahorihi. God put inside of us, we're tahor because He put in us nafach v'gempeinu ruach of the neshama. But it's our decision how much of that neshama is able to control our lives. We want it to control lives. It's one of the reasons why the Shlach Kodesh says we do Shlach Lono. We don't hit ourselves hard. A little bit. We go like this. We're trying to wake up the neshama and saying to the neshama, hey, don't let my physical body overtake me and let me have to say every morning Shlach Lono because I did something wrong. Please. Hashem. I don't want to live that life. So the question is, there are people in life who Baruch Hashem has a lot more spiritual than physical. Our goal in life is to try to be more spiritual people. Moshe Rabbeinu got it. It's like, I don't know, you want to understand what I'm talking about. But back in the olden days, they used to have something called radio stations. Right? So if you wanted to listen to Z100, right? WPLJ 95.5 FM. And then when they got really, this is hard for you to understand, but the way radios used to be, you had like a little dial. So you have to get exactly to 95.5. Right, nowadays it's so easy, you just, you press a button, 95.4, 95.3, 95.5, shkoyich. The tether of reaching that point, all of a sudden, the difference between 94.4 and 94.6 and the 94.5, that's when you hear the real music. 106.7, the new Light FM. A mix of the 60s, 70s, and today. Right? You want to listen. That, you know that sound of the music when it's not there? It's 106.8. You hear like different stations. I remember growing up with JM and the AM back in the day. I think it was 91.1 FM. And it wasn't perfect on our radio. When we would go to school, you would hear NPR radio, I remember, sometimes. You know? And you would pretend like hitting the radio is going to help. You know? Come on, radio! Moshe Rabbeinu had a tether. The Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, no. What are you making? Who are you? Don't you realize Nevuah is different for everyone? Everybody's different. Everybody's service of Hashem is different. Moshe Rabbeinu realized at this point that him leading the Jewish people meant he had to stay physically away from his wife. Not spiritually, of course. To be able to read that tether. That 95.5, that 106.7, whatever you want it to be. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He had Yotzer Ruchnius Mikulam. Yes, Lokab Yisrael Kemoshe Oy. That's what we say. There was no Nevuah like him. They're all different. Yes, Miriam. Yes, Aaron. You had Nevuah, but you don't get it. And then you know what they said to him? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, very surprising. The Or HaChaim says, and let me ask you a question. And who are you, Moshe Rabbeinu? Don't you remember the first time you received Mevuah, what happened? They're kind of making fun of it. Number one, Ach V'rach, let's go back to what we said. There are two things that happen over here. Your career only started at 80 years old. Why do you think it's so amazing? Our career, Moshe Mirin, started at 3 with your birth. The very day you were appointed to be a Navi? You got Saras of your hand. We never got that. And therefore, it says the Orchaim, Achrak. Achrak. What's the lesson over here? Number one, what will their sin be? Of course, Saras. Miriam will get Saras because she made that statement. What's the Lashon Hara here? What do we have to be careful about? We always size people up. We always judge people. We always think that their situation is my situation. The famous idea, you know, you don't know what's going on with that person. You shouldn't be in their shoes. You're a size 9.5. They're a size 11. You don't want to be in their shoes. The Ruach HaKodesh is teaching us an integral lesson of life. You're your own person. They're their own person. They have their pekalach, you have your pekalach. Don't compare the two. There's no comparison here. All nevuahs are not created equal. There's not one nevuah. Some people are zeichah to have nevuah, where God talks to them all the time. One time, so one time thing. Well, we don't have nevuah now. On the same level. We don't have nevuah. I want to pick up from this. So what's the answer? The answer that Hashem says, the famous answer, Va'ish Moshe Anav Me'od. You're wrong about Moshe. Why is that an answer? Why is that a good answer? Comes along the Zer Shimshon. We have this chus of learning Zer Shimshon, as we know, Rav Nachmani, who says, anybody that learns our Sefer, you can ask Hashem for anything you need. I promise you in Shemayim, I will help you out. So whatever you need, let's learn whatever Zechuyos you need. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the Zera Shimshon HaKadosh, Kashama Inyan Zebekan, what is the answer here? After everything I just told you now, the answer is, and by the way, Moshe's on a Mikolodom. What does that have to do with the price tea in China? What does that do? Ma'inyan Shvita El Har Sina, if you want to get more from. You guys should shun a bat. Okay. Imla Madu Shemoshe Lo Heshiv Klum. Number one, Moshe, the whole thing doesn't say he said a word here. Moshe knows how to talk. Umirim the Fisha Haya, Ani the Savlon. Hallo ze ein zerch hier on of Yosef Mikol Adam. Share af shar anybody who's a real on of Oisen came to show me Khavi Fatam ben Amashe the Gemara Yuma and that Khav Gibel says, are you kidding me? You want to hear a true on of? He doesn't even say anything. And they're talking about him the way they're talking about him. You hear what's going on over here? Azai Chutzpah? The greatest gift you could have. And this is Svarim HaKadoshim speak about the great gift, is when somebody's berating you, they're saying terrible things about you, you don't say a word. You can ask for anything you want in your life at that point. It's the hardest thing to do. Somebody makes fun of you, and you're not going to respond to them, oh yeah, your mom is, right? We know this. Your mom was it, right? Because we have to respond. The greatest bracha you can have right after that happens, You just think about something that you want. The Baruch says, wow, I can't believe you didn't answer that Lashon Hara. Let them speak to Lashon Hara about you. Moshe didn't answer this Zera Shimshon? Wow. The Yesh L'Moshe below Yesh L'Hakshoy Sal Aaron U'Miriam De'ech Mil Libam Lo Marsha Moshe Ha'ach V'Rach. Like we said before, Moshe Diber? Hashem, hello, Bino Diber? Hello, Moshe Zocha L'Ois L'Rakia? Come on. Were they that? Was it that difficult for them to understand the difference between them and Moshe? Did they go up to the Shemayim 40 days and 40 nights not eat? Are you seriously comparing yourselves based on how old you were? It doesn't make any sense. But Tzorach Lomar Shem Hayu Sovrim Shema Shezuchus La'alot L'Shemayim Lo Haya Bishvil Zuchus Atzmo Ela Bishvil Zuchus Yisrael Shayishlech Lehem. Nah! Hashem picked Moshe, Nebuch. He could have picked anybody. He picked little Moshe. Moshe was our Alsa Vasayim. Hashem just picked him. He got lucky. It wasn't because of who Moshe was. V'eich hachi nami. Navi achar shaya shulchan Yisrael. Could have been anybody else. Nah. That's where they really made the chet over here. And we shemachay mila libam l'moshe aha ach v'rach. That's another reason why Achvarak is used. Balachem ba'akosuv lahorid lanu she'eino kach elo Moshe zocha b'schus atzmoi because of who he was. Lalo zarakia mevnei shahaya adav moid mikol adam. The greatest character trait you could have is to be an anav. Mitam zazach al yosh shliach ben Yisrael lemakom. That you can be the shliach. You know why? Because you're an anav. Eino kol kach anav lo haya yachol. You can't be a shliach al Hashem if you're not an anav. The Gemara in Sota says chad amar on his daka v'chad amar eti daka. Could be a two of the same types of people. But the one recognizes that I'm nothing. This, Rabbi say, this is the integral part of life. Hashem gives us bracha, gives us wealth, he gives us knowledge, and who do we blame it on? Ourselves. I'm the rich guy. One of the Shana Aleph guys just told me something stirring. I think he was reading Drasha Saran, and there it talks about the more money you have, the more difficult it is to do avodas Hashem. He says, you think that's really true, money guy? You know, is that true? Business teacher, tired. Because the more money you have, the more you like. It's really me. It's not. Come on, it's me. God, I came up with this kunz called Uber. Is that the stupidest idea you ever heard of in your life? Making millions and billions of dollars now seems like a pretty. You're gonna get into a stranger's. Isn't that called kidnapping? You're gonna get into a car for somebody you don't know. Like your parents told you your whole life, don't do this. And now you get in the car because he's got 5 stars or 4.8 stars or 4.7 stars. Hello, Mahmoud? Is this you? Know, doesn't look like you. Oh, that's my brother, actually. I'm driving his car. Like, are you kidding me? That's not coming from the Rabbanu Shalom, his wealth? To have a rich person saying, famous story is not to compare to wealth, the Chafetz Chaim on the train. He says, I'm going to ride it. And he says, You ever meet the Chafetz Chaim? And this is the Chafetz Chaim. He's sitting next to him. He says, yeah, not so special a guy. He could learn a lot more. He's talking about himself. And then they get off the train, and he goes to shul, to Davin Mincha, and he sees the Chafetz Chaim sitting in the front, the person who didn't think any judgment, apologizing, oh my God, I can't believe it. He says, no, I have to apologize to you. I did a terrible thing. I told Lashon Hara about myself. The second part of this is that we don't believe in ourselves. There's two parts of the story. It's how we treat other people. To realize that they're different than we are and I have to compare anybody to anybody else. Doesn't make any sense. I need his car, I have my car. What are you comparing? It makes absolutely no sense. And two, to believe in yourself, what the Rabbanu Shalom gave you, and recognize and be an anav about it. Yeah. It's very hard, you know, some fun people to be complimented. Wow, great game. That was great. Wow, you're really good at basketball. Yeah, I know. Lahabdil, Afti Abdullahs, but don't you see all the players? I'm shocked by this. I don't think it's fake. Maybe I'm wrong. After he gets a touchdown, looks up to Shamayim. I don't know what you're telling. Maybe it's fake. The ones that do the dance, but this guy does the dance. He does the cross to show, you know, it's all from somebody. But that's still. Do we do that? Do we become successful and say, it's all you, Hashem? Yes, it's called giving miser. It's called giving stock. It's being an anof and saying, it's not for me. Rabbanu Shalom gave me everything that I have. That's a tremendous level. Tremendous level. V'atam, why they got saras, besides what we said, shechashtu l'moshe, mishum gasas ruach. What do you care what Moshe was? Worry about yourself. They were haughty in their own minds. It's mita keneged mita. Nobody was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was who he was because of who he was. Can't have gasas ruach. This is the lesson. I think, unfortunately, this is the lesson for the last, maybe the last, certainly formal lessons from the life. Boisai, I promise you I would relate it to Nasso for our American friends, or our Canadian friends, or our friends from, a lot of people listen from Cuba and Afghanistan, for those people. You have an entire ending of Parshas Nasso. It's so long, because it goes on and on and on and on about the Korban and Nisim. It's the same thing. Hey, Hartman, I got a great idea. Do this. Cut the parsha, mom. She'll cut the parsha like, you know, by chamishi. You'll be like, okay, shkoyach, here we go. V'kol ha-nisiyim, what they bring? Korban ol karkas l'chalalech, shkoyach. Everybody will love me. The answer is obvious. They look like they're exactly the same. they weren't the same korban. It was exactly the same korban. They brought exactly the same thing. But they all did it in their own way. They all did their own avodas Hashem. What are you worried about with Nachshon Ben Amino? Nachshon did their Zvulun did it this way. Zvulun had a special difference because he was the worker. This one was the earner, and this one was the learner, and they all did it differently. Their avodas Hashem is totally different. What are you worried about them for? Moshe is Moshe. Miriam's Miriam. But you have to realize that when you have those talents, you have to realize who gave you those talents. Don't fall off the derech and forget about Hashem. Because you're successful, because you do well, Baruch Hashem. You should give back. You have to give back. It was last week, I was talking about the matching campaign. You know, you have to give back. No. This is such an important lesson as we leave. As we temporarily leave yeshiva, we have to remind ourselves of the greatest goal that we have, to be ourselves, to live up to what our potential is. I apologize for saying even this. A few years ago, I just happened to see the video last night. Ashton Kutcher came to Israel, and apparently someone taught him in Eish HaTorah, maybe, I don't know. I was talking about Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Akiva was, and you could become a great person when you're 40. And he says, okay, you know, I don't know, I guess he's around 40. He says, okay, I could start learning now, you know, like I could start. He says, I want to be a Rabbi Akiva. And he said, my rabbi said to me, you're not supposed to be Rabbi Akiva. You know who you're supposed to be? You're supposed to be Ashton Kutcher. You're supposed to be the best person you can be. Nobody's going to ask you, why weren't you wearing the Chafetz Chaim? Why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu? Why weren't you Aaron HaKohen? They won't even ask you, why weren't you Rav Jake? They'll ask you, why weren't you you? Hashem has goals for you. And when Baruch Hashem, you succeed, you have to be an onov about it. Yes. Don't have gassas ruach and care about, well, why is he like this? Why did he become this? Who cares? What does it have to do with you? It's mamish nothing to do with you. Be the best you. And as a final message, hope you take it well, you also have to be like them, because if you look at the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, do you know how many times he was disappointed by Klal Yisrael? All of our parshios. Again, seriously? Chet ha'egel is bad enough. You complain about the man. You complain about this, complain about that, complain about that. And even after the Chet ha'egel, they're complaining. You'll have difficulties. You will fail. The question is, are you going to get up? Judaism reminds us, Elokai Neshama, we wake up every morning, Elokai Neshama, Tahori, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rabbi Moiri, says, you have to wake up every morning with a new brent, with a new simcha, and saying, I'm going to be better than yesterday. God created me Tahor, not like other religions believed. My soul's not damned. It was Bro Tahor. I'm the one who's messing it up. I'm the one who took away the Ruchnius and put too much Gashmius in. But I could change that. I could correct that each and every day. And if one day I doesn't do well, and if one day I miss minyan, should I just get up the next day and I should look on the shami tari? Today's the tar day. Today's going to be more richness and gashmias. That's the lesson. Should be zoicha that everyone should continue on the path. Torah mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, ava. And mitzvah Hashem be zoicha to nachas ruach. To the Rabbanu Shalom, to your parents, to your family, to the yeshiva, even to those Rabbeim that don't work here officially. And be zeicha to see the Nachas Ruach of the Rabbanu Shalom, ultimately, with Bios Gol Tzedek, Meheri Yameinu, Amen.